奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify and share.
愿神祝福大家平安。
May Lord bless you and give you peace.
今天在这里一起来守安息日的这个聚会。
Today we keep the Sabbath together.
虽然做了一天。
And even though we have been through the whole day.
愿神纪念大家的辛劳。
And may the Lord remember our labor.
让我们的感动，我们的立志，能够成为神祝福的一个很好的事情。
And to move us, let us determine to do a great thing for the Lord.
头一天跟大家谈见证的是主赏赐平安。
And last time we shared the testimony about God giving us grace.
第一天 ，first day.
The first day.
那第二天呢，就跟大家谈分享主是生命的见证。
And the second day is about the Lord, it's our life testimony.
那第三天跟大家谈分享这个主是真光的见证。
And the third night we testify God is glory.
今天晚上跟大家谈进入主的恩典。
And tonight we go into enter into the grace of the Lord.
既然这位主是赐平安的神。
And this Lord is the Lord who gives peace.
这位主又是我们生命的源头。
And also the beginning of our life.
更是我们在世界黑暗的人生里面的一个真光的见证。
And also a testimony of light in the darkness of our world.
所以我们都想进入到主的恩典里面。
All of us want to enter into His grace.
上午跟大家谈分享，不可以起贪心。
This morning we talk about we should not be greedy.
说起来，我们免去一切的贪心。
If we get rid of all our greed,
我们就可以避免许多的试探、迷惑和征战。
And we can avoid a lot of temptation, deceptions, and struggle.
为什么会有试探的这种生活呢？
Why do we have temptation in our life?
那是因为你就顺着自己的私欲、情欲，你才会有这个试探的一个机会。
Because we let loose our desires, that's why we are tempted.
那为什么会有迷惑呢？
Why do we have temptation?
因为你肉体的想法跟你这个你不愿做这种事的一种另外一股力量是在征战的。
Because there's a struggle between the force of your desires.
比如说我们心中会有两个虑。
Because maybe there's two parts in our
mind. 我到底是要做还是不要做？
Whether to do or not to do.
如果你心中有良心或道德感的时候，
If you have a conscience in your heart,
你就会觉得不应该做。
You think you should not do it.
但是你的肉体想了。
But then your body is also thinking.
所以你就会有一种迷惑。
That's why you have this temptation.
如果站在宗教的立场上来讲，
Spiritually speaking,
哎呀，我想要享受。
I want to enjoy my life.
我想要顺着情欲做。
I want to do what my.
但是想到自己的信仰生活神的道理，你就两难了。
When you think about God and your faith, and then you're in a dilemma.
如果你信心不够坚定
，If your faith is not strong enough,
神的道理不是很清楚
，You're not very sure of God's words.
你有可能就进去这个迷惑里面
，And then you go into this confusion.
然后就被网罗了。
And then you'll be captured.
那这一件事又跟自己的道德律不同。
And then what you're doing is against your faith.
又跟自己所领受宗教信仰不同。
It's different from the religious system.
那你这种网罗，它是被罪给逮捕、给束缚了。
And so this trap is when you succumb to the.
所以这个时候的你啊，就会陷入一种征战。
And that time you go into a struggle.
在圣经的观念来说
，and from Bible speaking,
就是属世的生活跟属神属灵的生活在征战。
It's a struggle of your spiritual and your worldly world.
这个时候啊，属世的生活属情欲罪恶的那个征战的头啊，就是魔鬼了。
And the head for your worldly life, your desire, it's Satan.
所以我们可以看到很多的世人就陷入在这种迷惘里面。
A lot of men in this world are in that struggle.
有时候靠自己的力量要离开这个属恶、属情欲的这种征战很不容易啊。
And it's hard to rely on your own strength to escape from this world.
所以圣经里面告诉我们了。
So the Bible tells us.
我们真正的敌人不是眼前看得到的人哦。
Our true enemy is not one we can see.
我们真正的敌人是谁呀？
Who is our true enemy?
来，我们来看一下这个，请看以弗所书第以弗所书的第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第六章的十二节。
Chapter 6 verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我们并不是属于属血气的征战。
And we're not.
六章十二节。
Chapter 6 verse 12.
你速度可以的。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
我们乃是与那个掌这幽暗世界的恶魔征战。
So we are wrestling against this power of the world.
以及属天空、属灵气的恶魔来征战。
And this is against principalities, against power, against the rule of God.
所有情欲、不义的事，甚至罪恶的事，它后面有一股力量在操控的。
And there's a power governing the worlds of sin, the manners.
而圣经这里记载很清楚，就是从那个恶魔肉眼看不见的那个撒旦。
And this is from that evilness that we can see. Satan.
他会主导人去做他要做的事。
And he'll lead people to do the things that he wants them to do.
所以对人来讲。
So speaking for men.
那这种魔鬼的工作最喜欢在什么地方的场所来做，来做事呢
？So what is the best place for Satan's work？
我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Look at Ephesians chapter 2。
第二章的第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 2。
第二节，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领。就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵，我们在这里很清楚地看到。
And very clearly we see
一个没有认识神的人
，someone who doesn't know God，
他做事情啊是随自己的想法去做。
He does things according to his will。
所以表现出来的就是那种，离圣经很远的这种动作。
So what showings are the actions far from the Bible？
那如果除了不信主的人以外，
And aside from the non-believers,
那另外一种就是不愿意照神的话去行的人呢、啊、
The other kind of people are those who don't want to.
虽然跟从主信主了
，Even though we believe we follow,
但是他还是觉得没有平安。
But we still have no peace.
因为他没有脱掉他旧有的行为。
Because they do not let go of their former selves.
这两种人呢、啊，在他的心中有魔鬼在运行哎。
Those two kind of people have devil working in their hearts.
而不是出自于神的那种工作。
And it's not the work of God.
所以我们可以看到现今的社会。
We look at this world.
有太多的宗教乱象。
And there are too many religious chaos.
那更何况没有宗教信仰的人更多的乱象了。
And let alone those who don't have religion.
所以耶稣基督说的没错。
So Jesus said it right.
说在末后的日子。不法的事真多。
In the end of days, there will be a lot of sin.
所以我们看到现在危险犯罪的情势越来越频繁了。
And you see that the crimes and sins are very common.
一直不断的在冲击在我们的环境当中，我们的眼前呢。
And they surround us, they're in front of our faces.
所以我们可以知道一个事实。
We know this truth.
人的世界，人越来越多，绝对不会越来越好。
The people are increasing, but not good men.
反而越科技文明社会进步的国家，犯罪的情势更多啊。
The more civilized the country, the more crime and sin.
所以人渐渐的就心灵失去平安。
Gradually, humankind lose peace.
生活越来越复杂，又有压力。
Life become more complex and more pressure.
那一般人就是贪心，最终生活来麻痹自己啊。
A lot of people want desires.To tranquilize them,
甚至他没有办法自己离开这种软弱的生活。
And they have no power to live that kind of life.
所以所看到的现象就是一天过着一天。
So what they do is they live life day by day.
那我们人总是要面对这个人生的生活。
But we still have to face our lives.
所以如果不仰赖主耶稣基督
，If we do not let Jesus enter in,
我们就无法找到一个有意义又有价值的人生呢。
No way can we get a meaningful life.
所以仰赖主
，Look to the Lord.
也就是说，依靠主，信靠主。
Same way relied and trust Him.
就会带我们进入到主的恩典里面。
To bring us into the grace of God.
这是人生一个最重要的追求和见证。
That's the most important pursuit and testimony of.
不然你真的没有办法进入独享这样丰盛的恩典呢。
Or else you cannot enter into this grace and this wonderful life.
我们就从三个方面来谈谈要怎么进入主的恩典里面。
We look at three ways to enter into the grace of God.
人的世界，人的国度，真的找不到真正的和平和平安呢。
We cannot find true peace in the kingdom of man.
也找不到真正的福气耶。
No way can we find true happiness.
更找不到真正的生命的见证了。
And no true life and its testimony.
所以圣经告诉我们，真的有意义、有价值的人生就在耶稣基督里面。
Bible tells us the meaningful life is in Lord Jesus.
要怎么得进入主的恩典呢
？How do we obtain the grace and enter in?
第一点
，First，
我们来看以弗所书的第四章
，Ephesians chapter 4。
以弗所书第四章
，Chapter 4，
二十节到二十四节
，Verse 20 to 24。
二十节，你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。所以在这里很明显地告诉我们一件事。
Very clearly tells us one thing.
要怎么样进入主的恩典里面呢
？How do we enter into the grace of God?
第一个要领受明白主的道。
First, you have to learn and understand His word.
这里说我们认识这位耶稣基督。
It tells us here we learn about.
我们听神的道理。
Listen to the word of God.
领受他的道理。
And understand.
学习他的真理。
And learn His truth.
我们就开始要脱去旧有的。行为
And then we throw away our old selves.
过去因为犯罪的人生，甚至黑暗的人生，乃是因为自己私欲的迷惑。
Throw away our simple, dark paths and deceitful lives.
是渐渐变坏。
Until we knew ourselves.
所以领受主的真理很重要。
It's very important to understand His.
它会让人的内心改变。
His truth changes us.
心意更新。
And in heart and mind,
他就知道对错。
He knows right and wrong.
在神的道理里面，才知道人生应该怎么生活。
In God's truth, we know how do we live our lives.
人的行事为人应该怎么过
？And how do we compose our actions?
为什么会有这种新人的见证呢
？And how do we have this testimony?
二十四节下面说
，Verse 24,
这个新人是照着神的形象造的。
And this new man created according to God.
所以一个领受主的道理的人呢
，for a person to understand God's truth，
让神的道理活在他心中的人呢
，truth living in him，
他就具备有一个主的形象哦。
And he has the likeness of God.
因为他知道是非善恶。
He knows right and wrong.
他知道用神的道理来成为他生人生的一个依据。
He knows to rely on the words of God.
能够辨明对错。
And to discern right.
所以他这个人就有真理的仁义和圣洁了。
That's why this person has God's righteousness.
这个仁义就是讲着爱心了。
Righteousness is love.
有神的道理具备而有的爱心跟圣洁的行为啊，这个在神的道理才有的。
And only in God's truth we have righteousness, love, and holiness.
因为从神的道理里面建立的爱，才叫做圣洁的爱。
Because only love within God is true love.
不然你没有神的道理做依据啊，人之间的爱常常会出差错了。
And without God's guidance, people's love is always dangerous.
所以学习明白神的道理是一个最重要进入主恩典的一个开始啊。
So to learn and understand God's truth, it's very important to enter into His grace.
我们来看一下约翰福音的第八章。
We turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第八章。三十一节、三十二节。
John chapter 8, verse 31 and 2.
三十一节，耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”三十二节
，32，
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。在这里，耶稣对他的门徒这样讲。
Jesus said to the disciples,
也对在座的众人犹太人这样说。
And also to the Jews,
你们如果常常遵守我的道理。
If you abide in my word,
就真是我的门徒哦。
You are my disciples.
然后三十二节
，32，
你们必晓得真理。
You shall know the truth.
也就是明白真理。
And understand.
真理必叫你们得以自由。
The truth shall set you free.
所以一个人真的行事为人要得到释放。
So when in our doing we have.
不再贪行世界的情欲。
And do not desire the lust of this world.
有一个很重要的入门，就是要学习明白神的道理。
And there's a great technique is to learn and understand God's truth.
你就不会再做错很多事。
If you do that, you won't do wrong.
就不会给自己留下很多的遗憾和悔改。
And you will not cause yourself regrets.
所以，当我们明白领受主的道理的时候
，So when we understand and receive God's truth,
除了成为具备有主的形象的见证。
And to have the likeness of God and His testimony.
也就是有神的真理的见证。
And also have the testimonies of.
而且你在神的道理里面还得到真自由哎。
And in God's truth, we have true freedom.
因为你知道对错。
Because we know right and wrong.
你会照着神的道理选择对的事。
We are according to God's word and do right.
哎，我们常常这样做。
And we do this often.
然后显明了主的道理的一种可贵。
And show the preciousness of God's truth.
你的人生自然就平安。
Your life will be peaceful.
你自然就会进入到主的恩典里面。
Naturally, you enter into grace.
所以这是第一个非常重要的认识。
And this is the first very important.
也是进入主的恩典里面一个最好的门路。
And this is the best way to enter into the grace of God.
第二点呢
？Second.
要怎么样进入主的恩典
？How do we enter into God's grace?
我们来看罗马书第八章。
We turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第八章，请看第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9.
第八章第九节。九节，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。这里讲得很清楚。
Very clearly, it is.
神的灵住在我们心里。
God's Spirit dwells in our heart.
我们就不属肉身的这个。生活的人了
We're no longer of the flesh.
也就是讲不属犯罪黑暗的人了
In other words, not belong.
而是属圣灵神的人了
But we belong to God. And
所以有神的灵住在心里，就属基督了
So when the Holy Spirit dwells in you, we have.
这个对一个基督徒来讲是一个很重要的见证
For Christian, this is the most important.
所以第二个要进入主的恩典，就是要领受。主的圣灵啊
Second way to enter the grace of God is the Holy Spirit.
第六节这里说圣灵会使人生命平安。
In here, the Holy Spirit calls you to have peace.
Verse 6. 在这里讲啊，圣灵会使人生命平安。
And it says here that God's Spirit will give you peace in your life.
所以你想想看
，So
领受主的圣灵。
So if you think so to receive,
就会查验、经验神的事。
And you experience God's things.
就会了解神的作为是如何。
And you know God's doing.
而且我们会更加体贴属神的事。
And then we'll accommodate God's things.
知道这个世界在人的这个生活里面。
And we know that this world.
有一个掌管世界的主宰，耶稣基督。
And the Lord Jesus is in control of.
那我们能够跟他结合。
And we combine with.
能够领受他的圣灵。
Receive His Spirit.
他就让我们的生命有主的同在。
You have a life with His abiding.
让我们生命平安。
And our life would have peace.
所以有主的圣灵在我们心里面呢。
So God's Spirit, if it's in us,
会让我们渐渐的羡慕而且追求可以跟主联合的一种生活。
We gradually admire the union with God.
我们来看那个约翰一书。
Turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第三章。
First John chapter 3.
二十四节。
Chapter 3 verse 24.
约翰一书第三章二十四节。
First John chapter 3 verse 24.
二十四节。 遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
We know God lives in us because of His Spirit.
这个是一个很重要的体验。
Very, very important experience.
我们愿意学习明白神的道，没错。
We're willing to learn the truths of God. Yes.
神自然就开始要住进到我们这里。
God naturally enters into us.
但是我们知道神存在不存在。
But do we know that God exists?
甚至有没有住到我们里面。
Did He enter into us?
有一个最好的体验。
And the best way to prove.
就是要求在他里面的圣灵呢。
And to ask for His Spirit.
这几天我听到有一些得圣灵的见证。
I heard about testimony about receiving the
Holy Spirit. 有一个弟兄得圣灵。
One brother received it.
对，他就得圣灵完就马上讲这样的见证。
And after he received the Holy Spirit, he testified.
他说他连跪都不能跪。
And he couldn't even kneel down.
他要祷告啊，很痛苦啊。
And he had to pray.
身体很疼痛啊。
And his body hurt.
但是很奇妙。
But miraculously.
祷告得到圣灵的时候。
When he received the Holy Spirit.
他跪得很舒服。
He kneel down with.
他所有的疼痛的那种状况啊，不见了。
All the pain went away.
祷告很快乐。
Joyfully prayed.
原来得圣灵是这么样的好啊。
And he thought that such a great thing.
除了经验神的同在。
And he felt the presence of God.
体验到神圣灵的一种能力。
And the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以他心里很高兴。
He was so happy.
那我看他这几天聚会都会来啊。
And I saw him coming here every day.
我问他怎么样。
I asked him how he was.
他说很快乐。
He said very joyful.
得到圣灵以后。人生不会那么有灰色思想，很失望的样子。
And then he said, after receiving the Holy Spirit, I have hope.
我说现在只要想到借着圣灵祷告，感觉的让他有一种活力。
So through the Holy Spirit, he prayed and he gives this.
这是那位弟兄亲自告诉我的一个见证。
And this is a personal account of his testimony.
真的，神的灵住在我们里面。
So God lives in us.
他会触动我们去喜爱明白神的话。
He motivates us to learn His truth.
他甚至会改变我们过一个与神同在的生活。
He changes us so that we can live with Him.
一个有圣灵同在的人呢、啊、
？And one who has Holy Spirit.
尤其是被神的灵给充满浇灌的人呢、啊、
？Especially one who is fulfilled with the Holy Spirit.
他不太容易选择做错的事。
And it's hard for that person to choose wrong.
现在很大部分的国家。
In many countries,
我们看到那个犯罪的年龄越来越降低。
We see the crime rate decreasing.
也就是说，小学就已经也有很多人在犯罪了。
The age of crime decrease. It means that elementary school.
而且犯罪的事情有时候让我们大人听了觉得很吓一跳，这么小的年龄也会这样做。
And shocking crimes are committed by youngsters.
所以这个社会并没有越来越好哎。
So this world did not change for the better.
国与国之间啊，有时候情况也是非常紧张的。
And it is in a very anxious state between country and.
为了国家的利益。
With country's interests.
为了某种的目的。
And also for other motives.
要发动战争是很容易的事情啊。
It's easy for them to go into war.
其实发动战争，两边打仗的国家都没有好处，都是损失的。
You know that both countries would be at a loss if they went into war.
那人的世界都是一直充满这样的危机耶。
The whole world is filled with this kind of danger.
找不到一个很安逸，让我们有一个平安的避风港。
And there's no safe harbor for us to hide in.
只要眼睛打开，就看到很多的这种冲击呀。
We open our eyes and see all these conflicts.
所以想到这里啊。
Think about this.
我们更需要主的圣灵来浇灌我们，帮助我们。
We especially need God's Spirit to help us.
加拉太书里面这样说。
In Galatians.
顺从圣灵撒种的，就收永生哦。
If you obey and sow with the Holy Spirit.
顺从情欲撒种的，就收取败坏哦。
And you sow with the lust and you reap failure.
圣经的话很清楚的，只有讲两条路。
Bible tells us very true.
你顺从圣灵就得到永生，主的生命。
Obey the Holy Spirit, eternal life.
你顺从情欲就收起败坏。
Obey lust, destruction.
它中间并没有另外一条路，好像可以那样又不可以这样的，没有这种模棱两可的路哎。
And there's no middle ground for you to go.
但我们很多的世人并不明白。
But a lot of people in this world don't understand.
不了解。
They don't know.
能够进入到神的恩典里面的那种好处。
They don't know the benefits to enter into.
但我们今天能够到神的教会里面。
But today we're in God's church.
听到了圣经的话语。
Listen to the Bible's words.
我们就知道领受主的圣灵可以移足建立蜜香气的生活。
We know that from understanding the words of God can build upon.
这跟人的世界，人与人之间的生活是不同的一个现象。
And this is a different occurrence than normal life.
因为主耶稣基督会引导我们到光明的这个地步。
Because Lord Jesus will lead us to light.
引导我们到平安、喜乐、有恩典的这种生活。
Lead us to peace, joy, and life of blessing.
这个过程，他的圣灵会帮助我们。
And in this process, Holy Spirit.
但是人呢？
But men,
人引导人就不是这样了、哦、
This is not how men lead men.
有时候你最好的朋友有可能是你以后的这个害你的敌人呢。
Sometimes your best friend can become your worst enemy.
我听到很多人这样说。
I've heard a lot of people say this.
在公司在社会上班也好。
And that's how they live life in the office.
勾心斗角。
And backstabbing and planning against.
如果为了利益冲突，有可能你原来的朋友就是跟你针锋相对的人呢。
And for some interest, your friends would betray you. And
那为什么人的世界会这样呢
？How come men's worlds are like that?
因为没有主的圣灵。
Because it is without God's Spirit.
但今天在神的教会里面
，But today in God's church,
大家领受从主耶稣来的一个圣灵。
And we all receive the Holy Spirit.
我们除了会感受到跟与主联合的那种生活见证。
And we have the testimony how we reunite with God.
甚至也会感受到大家在同一个圣灵的引导里面。教会如同大家庭的一家人呢。
And also the testimony of this joyful family when we have God's Holy Spirit.
所以领受主的圣灵，
所以 we see God's Spirit, it's great.
你必须让圣灵更加充满。
And it is necessary for us to have.
必须要常常让圣灵来引导我们呢。
Always let the Holy Spirit lead.
没有圣灵的要祈求圣灵。
If you don't have Holy Spirit, pray for it.
你就会知道神与你同在。
You will know that God is with you.
第三点呢
？Thirdly,
要怎么样才进入主的恩典里面呢
？How do we enter into the grace of God?
我们来看哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
第十节。
Verse 10.
十五章的第十节。
Chapter 15, verse 10.
十节。然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩典与我同在。我们在这里看到那位使徒保罗，
you look at the apostle Paul here.
他还没有被神选召的时候，
Before he was chosen by the Lord.
第九节这里他自己做见证说，我以前是逼迫神教会的人呢。
He testified in verse 9 that he persecuted Christians.
把所有基督徒都抓起来关在监牢里面呢。
He wound up and jailed all the Christians.
但是神呼召他，拣选他作为神的门徒。
But God called him, chose him to be apostle.
他人生得到一个很大的转变。
It was a great change for him in life.
过去是破坏教会、破坏基督徒的一个罪人。
From the past of a sinner who persecuted Christians.
但是接受了主的救恩之后，
After receiving the grace of God,
他成为神的仆人。
He was a servant of the Lord.
勇敢努力地传讲神的福音。
Bravely preached his gospel.
他把这整个过程，
And from this process,
就在第十节这里说，是神的恩典改造我了。
And he said in verse 10, it is grace of God.
他能够为主做那么多事，
that he could labor so much.
带很多人来信主。
Brought so many to believe.
建立很多的教会。
Built so many churches.
那是神的恩典与我同在。
It was because of a God grace of God that was with us.
所以从这里让我们明白一件事。
From here we understand this.
过去他是反对神、不信耶稣基督的人。
In the past he was against God, did not believe in Jesus.
所以他在用一个犯罪的生命来过他的人生。
And he was living his life in sin.
以为这就是世界最美好的人生。
And he thought it was a wonderful life.
但是他信主之后，
But after he believed,
才发现过去所做的种种都是敌对神，都是罪恶的。
He realized his past was against and sinning against God.
信主之后的每一天，
and after believing every day,
信主之后的每一个脚步，
and every step he took after believing,
他都知道这是因为神的恩典所给他的。
He knew that all of that was because of the grace of God.
所以他用一种享受主的恩典的这种见证来面对他的日子。
And it was a testimony of enjoyment of God's grace.
他把主的恩典当作胜过世界所有一切的财宝。
And he see God's grace higher above than any.
所以进入主的恩典，我们可以享受主的恩典，丰丰富富。
We enter into the grace of God and enjoy them abundantly.
在旧约里面
，In the Old Testament,
神的仆人或先知。
And God's servants and prophets,
他们都有这种感受。
They all have this experience.
当他们看到神的恩典同在的时候，
and they saw God's grace was with them,
他们常常用一句话去表达。
They will show it with one.
主是我的力量。
God, it's my strength.
主是我的磐石。
God, it's my strength.
主是我的脚。
God, are my.
主是我的避难所。
They're my refuge.
旧约常常用这样的形容词来表明享受主的恩典呢。
Those are the Old Testament adjectives to describe enjoyment of God's grace.
主的恩典让我们看到的就是神的大能的作为了。
God's grace opened our eyes for His power.
所以借着神的大能的作为，也让我们能够屈服在神的权柄之下，进入主的恩典了。
So for the great power of God, we live in His glory and enter into His grace.
所以要进入主的恩典。
So we have to build on.
第一个，领受主的道理。
First, receive His words.
领受主的圣灵。
Receive His Holy Spirit.
享受主恩典的作为。
And enjoy His doing and His grace.
这是一个很重要的认识，而且可以朝这个方面去努力得着的。
This is a very important understanding. That's the way we should go.
有一个在台湾，她是董事长夫人。
And one there is a person who is the president's wife.
董事长。
董事长。
总裁啊，我们这里讲总裁啊。
Or the chairman's wife.
他们有五六家的公司。
They have 5-6 companies.
他们真的赚了很多钱。
They made a lot of money.
但是他们信那个叫做一贯道教。
But they believe in this one.
有一个宗教叫一贯道教。
It's a sect of Taoism.
这英文怎么讲啊？一贯道啊，没有啊。这个教派哈，他们有他们特殊的教训。
And this religious sect have very specialized teachings.
你要做任何事，一定要请里面的法师哦。
Whatever you do, you have to ask for permissions of the witch doctors.
那个法师他们有那种。一种邪灵的力量。
And those witch doctors had the power of the demons.
那个法师突然有一天跟他先生讲啊。
So one day the witch doctor said to the husband,
哇，有一股法力到你的身上了。
There is a power, this power is entering onto your body.
所以你要赶快奉献2000万新台币。
So that you have to immediately and donate $20 million Taiwan dollars.
他那个先生迷迷糊糊，不讲任何一句话，真的开支，就把钱2000万给那个教派。
And he was in a daze, and then he took out the checkbook and wrote the check for $20 million.
哇，这个太太说奇怪，你那么笨，2000万呢？
So the wife said to him, "What are you stupid? That's $20 million."
美金是多少啊？2000万。
60万。It was about
60多万啊。
$600,000.
那人民币是500万。哎，你看，他们信那种教会啊，那种教派啊，真的被法师这样弄啊，2000万也不眨眼，还快乐的给你。
You look at that religious sect, and those people were controlled by the rich doctors, and they wrote a check without blinking.
然后，这些人啊，因为从他身上拿钱很方便啊，所以把他当作金主哎，特别给他 放一个位置给他。
And because they can obtain money from those so easily, they put a special place for them.
这个董事长啊，这个总裁啊，这么热衷那个活动哎。
So the chairman was very encouraged.
然后在那个教派给他一个很高的地位。
And also that religion gave him a very high
status. 说什么坛的坛主哎。
And he was the lord of some.
但是私生活很烂。
But their private life.
因为有钱呐、啊，所以很随便。
Because they had money, they're very casual.
他也跟总统一起照相，一起吃饭哦。
He also had dine and wine with the president.
你看他有钱又有社会地位哦。
And he had money and status.
但是家里管理的不好。
But he did not control his family.
他在外面养女人呢。
He had affairs.
而且这种生活十多年呢。
And he lived the life of adultery.
哇，他的太太啊，这个夫人啊，就很生气，常常想自杀。
So the wife was very angry, wanted to commit suicide.
每一次要自杀就想，哎，我死了，那陪你那个女人不行啊。
And every time she wanted to die, she didn't want to die because.
虽然先生不跟我在一起啊，至少我还是董事长夫人了。
And even though my husband is not with me, I'm still the chairman's wife.
他就想，我不要死。
I'm not going to die.
我不要陪你那个女人。
I'm not going to do them a favor.
他怎么样劝他先生也不回来、啊。
And no matter how she pleaded with the husband, he would not come home.
那个家里变成旅馆呢、啊，爱来就来，不来就不来、啊。
And the house become a hotel. You can go there when you want.
所以他很长时间都没有先生哎、啊。
For a long time, she was without.
先生都跑错家里了。
And husband is not at home.
跑错家里了。
It's went away from home.
就是跑到另外那个情妇的地方。
And went to the mistress's place.
哇！结果他就跑到那个他们的教派里面找那个法师啊。
So the wife went to their religions and asked those witch doctors.
你帮我把先生换回来，你怎么下毒啊？做那个蛊毒啊？没有关系啊。
And she said to, if you can perform some voodoo, I don't care.
哇！这个法师就讲啊，嚯，那个你先生被很大的女鬼给控制啊，这个不便宜哦。
And the witch doctor said it's going to be expensive because
he's
deceived by this woman demon.
所以你一定要给多少钱哦
？So you have to give me a lot.
我叫他行法术，要把先生换回来，要给很多钱呢。
So to perform witchcraft to bring back the husband costs a lot.
给了钱没有用，回不来。
She gave the money, but he didn't come back.
然后那个法师说我没有办法，你再找别人，那个钱也不能退了。
But the witch doctor said that I have no way. Go find someone else. But I'm not going to refund your money.
Wow. 很可怜哎。
Very pitiful.
后来有人建议啊。
And some people suggest.
你再找那个法术比较高的，干脆把那个你先生的女人啊，那个情妇啊，把她毒死啊。
And go find a witch doctor who is more powerful so that he can poison.
哇，他真的去找另外一个比较高明的法师，要咒诅那个女人呢。
And she did find a more powerful witch doctor to curse the woman.
哇，这个女人也知道消息，她也找另外的法师，也来回过来打这个董事长夫人呢。
So the mistress heard about the wife's witch doctor. She got another one, so to fight.
哇，有时候糊里糊涂的冲到那个女人面前就骂她，你占人家的老公，要告你妨害家庭，种种的。
So out of the blue, the wife would go.See the woman and say that you are a home breaker. You did that and you did that.
但是他那个先生啊，做生意开公司很聪明，就是这种关系就不聪明了。
And the husband, the chairman, was very bright into doing business, but at this he wasn't.
他很迷这个情妇，这个女人呢。
And he liked and he loved the woman, this mistress.
哇，所以这个太太就变得很暴躁。
So the wife was very explosive.
有忧郁症又有躁郁症。
And depressed and or had manic depression.
有忧郁症。
Mm-hmm.
忧郁症就很受不了，又有躁郁症。
躁郁症。
我怎么讲啊？英文啊？好了，知道有两种病在他身上啊。
So there are two.Depressions in her.
所以很痛苦。
suffer a lot.
一方面想自杀。
One on one side.
一方面呢，那个人变得很凶暴。
And in other ways, she was very cruel.
哎，这种人很可怜呢。
And it's such a sad thing.
家里那么多财产，那么多钱，有什么用？
So what with so much money? They're still like that.
有一天他就迷迷糊糊走在街上。
So one day she was walking on the street.
想要找哪一部车比较开得快比较大一下子到那边解决就好了。
And she wanted to find a fast and big car and end her life.
董事长夫人很有钱呢。
And the rich chairman's wife.
但是生命这样很可怜呢。
But live such a beautiful
life. 有钱就一定有福气吗？不见得。
Money does not equal to grace.
有很多财产很多公司就一定有福气吗？不见得。
And it's not like that that you have many.
这是一般人很羡慕的生活哎。
This is not a life that is being admired.
几百万一两千万这样丢都不看一眼了，没事啊，小事情。
And they don't even bat an eyelid when they spend.
但是他的生命很痛苦哎。
But their life, they're suffering.
没有依靠。
And no reliance.
哎，就在这个时候。
And at that time.
神安排一个信徒碰到他。
God arranged a believer
to
bring her to church.
一来教会真的怪怪的。
And she came to church.
一看就知道有另外一种不是神的灵，就是邪灵在她身上。
And when she came, she felt that it was not the spirit of God, but of the devil.
所以她都通常都傻傻的来，傻傻的回去。
And then she was that come in Sunday.
一到教会啊，大家还是很爱心接待，帮她祷告。但是有一些人也是跟她有距离的。
And some people would keep it distant, but others would greet her with enthusiasm.
哇，她的灵，她的生命被魔鬼辖制。
That her spirit, her body was controlled by devil.
她世上的生活很好啊。
She lived a good life.
但是被辖制哎。
But she was controlled.
经过一段时间慕道。
And after a period of truth seeking.
越来教会越来越清醒哎。
The more she came to church, the more cognizant she
was. 一直到有一天呢。
And until one day,
他开始会思想。
She began to think.
他就向神祷告。
She prayed to God.
主啊，我是可怜的一个女人。
And Lord, I'm a pitiful woman.
我有丈夫，等于没有丈夫。
I have husband, but
我是正式的太太，结果被那个不正式的包走了。
And I'm the official wife, but the unofficial taken away.
他很认真的跟神讲哎。
She speak to God very seriously.
我这个算什么家庭
？What family do I have?
主啊，你可怜我。
Please have mercy.
有你的圣灵。帮助我，赐给我。
And give me your Holy Spirit.
她很迫切的求哎。
And she prayed earnestly.
一直哭哎。
Crying.
我可以不要这一切。
I can let go of all of these.
我只要你耶稣基督。
I only want you, Lord.
求你住到我的身心。
Lord Jesus, live in my heart.
求你帮助我。
Lord, help me.
我需要你的圣灵。
I need your Holy Spirit.
越祷告越哭啊。
The more she prayed, the more she cried.
到后来，她只认定耶稣是她的主宰。
And she was determined in the end that Jesus.
想靠先生得一点温暖，结果温暖跑到别人去了。
She wanted to give the husband some warmth, but he fled.
很可怜呢。
Very pitiful.
怎么说也还不错，为什么我先生这样对待我？
And she did well, but how come her husband treat her?
他说我有嘴巴，也有眼睛，也有手脚，为什么会跑到别人那边去呢？
That I have eyes, ears, hands, and legs.
很多人的问题就是这样，很奇怪，你没办法得到答案呢。
A lot of people's problem is similar.
因为有魔鬼运行在人的心中。
Because devils live in people's heart.
哇，她的祷告更加恳切。
And then her prayer become more earnest.
感谢主。
And thank God.
就在她向神努力追求、痛哭流涕的时候。
And doing her heartfelt pursuit of Holy Spirit.
神赏赐宝贵的圣灵给她。
God gave her.
她的舌头就不由自主的转动。
And her tongue rolled involuntarily.
高兴的不得了。
And she was so happy.
就在得圣灵的那一刹那起呀、啊、
，And at the moment of
她才知道拥有主耶稣这才是恩典呐、
啊。She understand only receiving the Lord Jesus' grace.
得圣灵之后
，After she received, Spirit,
她不再那么凶暴
，She was no longer very.
她也不再那么怀疑害怕
，She did not have much doubt.
以前先生去哪里，她就带着那个司机追着先生看到哪里去、啊。
And in the past, she would follow her husband.
然后又请了几个侦探社的人呐、啊，追踪哎。
And she had a few private eyes.
你看看
surveillance.
没有耶稣的基督生活的人呐、啊，就是这样怀疑、害怕，甚至用各种手段要来绑住先生啊。
And without Jesus in their life, this is how they live with fear, doubt.
这个时候，他知道我应该怎么做。
And that moment, she knew what to do.
她不再讲她先生。
She no longer talked.
也不再等待他哪一天半夜突然来家里睡觉。
She's not waiting until midnight for him to come.
因为她不懂得神。
Because back
then, 没有神的圣灵。
No God in
God. 没有神的道理。
No God's word.
他知道得胜了以后，所有人的问题、神人的事，全部交给主耶稣处理就好了。
And after she received the Holy Spirit, she knew to rely on God.
以前不是，唠唠叨叨的，而且要把先生绑得紧紧的。
She was confused in the past, wanted to tie down her husband.
十分钟没有看见就开始追了。
10 minutes without her husband's sight.
她现在不要追了。
And now she does not.
她开始慕道。
And she was true seeking.
主耶稣知道一切。
Lord knows everything.
哇，那个先生过了一段时间说，哎。你怎么不再教我？怎么不再跟踪我了
？So after a while, the husband wondered, "How come you're not following me?"
哇，这个太太就讲了。
And the wife said,
我现在到真耶教会慕道，我得到圣灵，我祷告交给神。
Now I'm truth seeking, truth Jesus Church, receive the Holy Spirit and pursue.
希望你有一天也来。
Perhaps I hope one day you.
哎，那个先生吓一跳哎。
And the husband was taken aback.
反而先生比较会常回家了呢，睡觉吃饭呢。
And then the husband came home more.
他什么话也不讲。
He did not say.
过了一段时间呢。
After a while.
那个女人，那个情妇也打电话找这个太太了。
And the mistress called the wife.
咦，你怎么不再跟我斗？怎么不再跟我怎样了？
And the mistress said, "How come you're not fighting with me?"
我还没有斗完呢，求你再跟我斗。
I haven't finished.Come back.
他也跟对方讲，以前的种种都过去了。
He said that by God's.
我现在信真耶稣教会。
I am in Lord.
我有在学习神的道理，圣经的话。
And I'm going to do God's.
我也得到圣灵了。
And also receive the Holy
Spirit. 你有空也可以来我们教会走一走。
When you have time, come to my church and visit.
对方很稀奇耶。
And the other one.
就这样子，从就不再打电话。
And after that, they no longer.
更奇妙的是。
And more wonderful.
先生跟这个女人啊，那个妖精啊，突然断关系耶。
And then the husband severed relationship with this mistress.
哇，先生就乖乖回家。
And very obediently.
啊，那个太太变得温柔，就说：“对不起，请问，你最近都在家里没有去那边呢、啊？”
And the wife was very gentle, asking, "Oh, recently you've been here. You did not go there anymore."
那个先生就讲哎。
The husband said,
奇怪呢，自从你到什么什么什么真的教会里面去啊。
And the husband said, it's so weird since you went to that.
太太说真耶稣教会了。
And the wife said, it's true Jesus Church.
你的祷告有力哦。
And the husband said, your prayer.
我现在不会想那边呢。
And I don't think about her.
我觉得还是你好，你漂亮哦。
I actually thought you're better.
我以前怎么那么傻，会喜欢那个
？I was such a jerk for going there.
哎，更奇妙的是，那个也都不再找他先生了。
And more strangely is that the mystery.
很奇妙哎。
And it was.
哇，这个太太的很感动。
And the wife was so moved.
她就跟先生说：“你先吃饭，我先到房间，哎，先忙自己的事。
”And said to the husband, "You eat first. I'll go to the room."
她跑到房间里面祷告，感谢主啊。
She ran to the room and said,
哇，主啊，你给我太多恩典了。
Lord, you gave me so much blessing.
我以前雇侦探社还花很多钱呢。
And before I hired those.
请法师来斗也要花很多钱呢。
Send so much money on the witch
doctor. 虽然花再多钱，那个都小事。
And even though with all those money, it was nothing.
但是没有平安。
But I had no.
反而导致魔鬼占据他的身心。
And then devils enter into my heart.
但是我认识了你以后。
But after I.
有主你的道理释放我了。
Your truth has set me free.
有主你的圣灵帮助我了。
Your Holy Spirit helped me.
感谢主，我进入到你的恩典了。
Lord, thank you for your grace.
所以我决定要接受你赦罪的洗礼啊。
And I will receive the baptism.
所以过了一段时间，她接受洗礼啊。
And after a while, she was baptized.
哇，感谢主哎。
Thank God.
一个人的生命
，a person's life,
并不是用财富、金钱衡量。
Cannot be measured by money.
她的生活是世人羡慕的生活。
Her life was admirable by others.
但是她的生命是。非常黑暗脆弱的。
But the life was fragile and dark.
哇，感谢主。
And thank God.
他来受洗信主了。
She was baptized and believed.
后来他带着传道到他家跟他先生， 说见证讲圣经的话。
And later on, she asked the pastor to testify.
哎，他先生也很客气耶。
The husband was very hospitable.
哎呀，很好，很好。
And he said that, wow, this is great.
哇，而且又不花钱。
And it's free too.
他原来那个教派是，他可能奉献了不知道多少亿啊。
And he must have donated an unlimited amount of money to his.
他说我也不知道，他们一开口我就糊里糊涂的送给他们了。
He said that I was so confused that when they asked, I just gave it to them.
他说哇，放心，我以后会信。
And he said that later on I would believe.
所以他的太太最喜欢带他传道，到那个他的家庭聚会。
So the wife loved to bring the pastor to the family service.
每次讲完传道看他一眼，他说我以后会信，放心，我会信。
And then every time after the
神给他机会，他没有把握。
Service, he said, okay, I will believe.
结果有一次突然生重病，很意外。
And God gave him a chance he did not.
心脏前面有很大的动脉血管，跟到后面有通，两个全部爆掉。
And then he had two burst blood vessels, one.
哇，准备断气以前，那个传道跟他太太还到医院呢，看他。
And before he.Breathe his last breath. Pastor and wife visited him in the hospital.
他只有讲一句话，谢谢。
He only said thank you.
我太太祷告，我回到他身边，我没有遗憾。
And my wife prayed. I returned to her. I have no regrets.
但是他就这样不，隔一天就过世。
But then the next day he died.
哇，很可惜耶。
It was such a pity.
人很好。
He was a great person.
但是他被罪恶绑住。
But he was bound by sin.
他现在回来了。
Even though he returned,
但是他又没有这个能力，可以果断决定要来抓住主。
But he did not have the power to be determined.
所以太太进入到主恩典，先生没有进来。
So the wife entered into the grace of God.
本来太太很难过。
Wife was so sad.
她突然有一天跑来找传道。
One day she came to the pastor.
传道，我告诉你啊。
Pastor, I tell you.
我真的从来没有想过，我有一天会当董事长啊。
And I never thought of it that one day I would become a chairman.
因为很多的财产登记要转到孩子不方便，所以先转这个太太这个妈妈了。
So a lot of his wealth belongings were transferred to the wife because of convenience.
所以她坐镇五六个公司啊。
So she had five, six.
自己的孩子在不同地方当总经理啊。
And the children were vice chairman in other companies.
所以她才说。我不知道有一天，原来我也可以做董事长啊。
So she said to the pastor, I did not know one day.
那个传道跟他讲，你先生死，你做也是正常嘛。
Pastor said, your husband passed away. It's natural for you to do it.
所以他得到主的恩典。
So she received the grace of God.
虽然先生走，他并不悲哀。
Even the husband passed, she's not no longer sad.
因为他得到主耶稣进入主的恩典中。
Because she had received.And enter into
他过去所走过的黑暗的人生
and the dark period of time
那种享乐
and the enjoyment
不再羡慕
and she no longer
现在此刻就是享受主的恩典
admire her past enjoyment but now the grace of God
有一天呢、啊、就邀请传道跟几个负责人到他的公司
so a pastor and board members went to her company
喝茶完就去那边喝一下茶
So she invited them for tea.
然后她就要求说要除偶像。
And then she asked the board member pastor to take away the idols.
家里的偶像在她受洗前就除掉了。
And the idols at her house were taken away.
但是公司那个是先生的，那个还没除啊。
But the idols at the office were belonging to her.
每一个偶像啊，都比我这个人还高啊。
And every idol was higher than myself, taller than myself.
哇，那个偶像一除啊，是带那个货车来装呢。
And you need a truck to get rid of the idols.
哇，那个后来一个负责人带他到家，用那个铁锤不知道打了多久才全部打破了。
One board member took the idol to his house and used.
所以你想想看，他的先生被世界的恶魔辖制心啊，所以很难来信。
And you can see the degree how her husband was bounded by the idols.
后来这个太太啊，她就很会做见证，带领慕道者来信主。
And this wife become very good in testimonies.
因为她走过这一段的挣扎。
Truth seekers, because herself.
从绝望到有盼望。
From despair to hope.
从无力到有主的力量帮助。
to lack of strength to abundance.
从没有平安到有主的恩典的丰盛。
To lack of peace to abundance grace.
哇，所以他到处做见证。
She testified everywhere.
虽然他是董事长，可是都是孩子在处理公司的事。
Even though she was the chairman, but the children ran the business.
她常常很多的时间都在教会里面嘛。
She spent much of her time in church.
很会祷告。
Pray very well.
变成一个好的教会的工人了。
Become a very useful worker.
懂得感恩。
She knew how to give thanks.
享受主的恩典，又懂得回报感恩。
She enjoyed God's grace and she knows how to give thanks.
她有能力，她会常常为。为教会帮助的哈。
And when she can, she will help out church.
所以这是一个真实的一种人生的转变。
And this is true turning point in life.
从一个无用黑暗的生命进入到神的恩典里面。
From a worthless dark life into life of Christ.
最大的改变就是在他得到圣灵之后。
And the biggest change happened after she received
the Holy Spirit. 最后就接受洗礼，成为一个完全的基督徒。
And then she was baptized into a complete Christian.
所以我们祷告真的要认真的。
So pray with all your heart.
迫切的。
Serious.
诚恳的。
Earnestness.
坦白的向神说话。
Honestly, and talk to God.
把所有的问题呈现在他面前。
Put all your questions and problems.
交托给他。
Rely on him.
主耶稣说。凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。
And come to me and relieve
your burden. 我就是你们得安息。
And I am your rest.
安息这个字眼后来被延伸应用到平安的意思。
And rest later will translate into peace.
我们都劳苦担重担。
We are all with burdens.
我们更需要到主的面前来。
And we especially have to come before him.
祷告他，呼求他。
Pray to him, call
求他恩典的怜悯和帮助。
Ask for his grace, mercy, and help.
他绝对不会弃绝我们。
And he will not.
他不会让我们孤单。
He will not let us.
但我们要非常有心来到他面前。
But then we have to come to him.
才能够进入他的恩典，在里面享受。
With our heart, so that we can enjoy his mercy and his grace.
唱诗三百三十七首。